Yazidi Islamic State victims flee Turkish bombings in Iraq. By Gabriel Reyes on June 16, 2021. Turkish military bombardments targeting sites near Yazidi refugee camps in Iraqi Kurdistan have displaced the camp's inhabitants in recent weeks, the Kurdish news agency RUDO reported on Wednesday. Yazidis displaced from Shingal, also known as Sinjar, Iraq, in 2014 have now been forced to flee IDP. Internally displaced persons, camps in Zakal due to nearby Turkish bombardments, RUDO reported on June 16. Zakal is a city and district within the Duhok Governorate administered by the Autonomous Kurdistan Regional Government, KRG, of Iraq. Zakal district is located along Iraq's border with Turkey. More than 3,000 people have had to leave Bursav 1, Bursav 2 and Derker camps due to Turkish operations in the area. Khalat Osman, the municipal manager of Zakal's IDP camps, told the news outlet. The Turkish armed forces launched a joint air and ground campaign, Operation Claw Lightning and Operation Claw Thunderbolt, in northern Iraq in April against the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, which both Ankara and Washington consider a terror group. The Turkish military operations have endangered the lives of ethnic Yazidis residing in Zakal's IDP camps, nearly 3,000 of whom have fled the area for villages on the outskirts of Zakal or for their original homeland in Sinjar, Iraq, according to RUDO. Turkey set up three military bases on the nearby Mount Kumtur 6 months ago, the Kurdish news agency recalled on June 16. One Turkish military base is located just 2.5 miles from a Zakal IDP camp known as Bursav 1 camp. We hear the bombs from the morning to the evening, Golan Hamo, a Bursav 1 camp resident, told RUDO. We hear the sounds of the jets conducting airstrikes. They've ruined our lives, she added. War happens every day, with constant airstrikes. We're very scared. Each of us has struggled with mental health issues at some point. Amir Ilyas, another female resident of Bursav 1 camp, told the news agency. When we fled ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, we came here, to Zakal, and started planting tomatoes on the Turkish border, a Yazidi farmer named Murad Kader told RUDO. Airstrikes take place every day. They, the Turkish armed forces, use RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, and mortars to attack this area. No one dares come here, Kader, who now lives in Karne village outside of Zakal, said. We heard jets and machine guns, and our families were terrified. That's why people leave the camps, Hassan Namat, another Yazidi who fled Zakal for Karne village, told RUDO.